Okay, let's get going. We're on the bottom, the goof where we left off. Rav Chisda, it's a very important thing he's saying. Now let's see. Rav Chisda, noatz kona b'shus hayochid. He stuck a pole into the ground, right? Sorry. V'zork v'nochal gabov. He took something in the shus harabim, and he threw something, and it landed on the top of this pole. The pole's in the shayochid, correct? Chayev. Why? That's what we said yesterday. Meshri shayochid oila ad lorokia. Oilad lorokia. As opposed to Rishus Harabim, which only goes Yud Fochim. And we said yesterday, Carmel is this new construct they made Midrabonon. They made like Rishus Harabim. Shayochid, once I have my walls could be this tall, 10 Tfochim. But the Rishus Hayochid shoots up all the way out of Shemayim. So even though this thing landed all 100 up, Amos up there, not the walls are here, that's all the way up there. It's called it landed in Rishus Hayochid. Now, we pointed out another problem. That's fine, but there's another problem over here. Because Pasht is a pole. It's a pole, like a flag pole.
Right.
It means it landed on a pole. This thing was not 4x4. It was a small thing.
Yeah.
What happened to that? We learned before you need anoch al gabidalit. It seems like Reb Chisda is telling us another chiddush here. Besides the fact that he's telling us that Shram goes all the way up, he's also telling us that in Rosh Hayochid, you don't need Hanocha on a Mokum Dalet al Dalet. Frankly, Gemara, wait. Lame Rav Chisda Doma Karebi? Is he saying like Rebbe? Meaning, the Gemara thought, it's Machlokes Rebbe and Rabbanan, he's picking up Rebbe, that's unusual, because in a Machlokes Rebbe and Rabbanan, one should probably go with the Rabbanan, usually. Now, what's this all about? Let's see. Desanya, Zorak v'noch al gabe ziz kolshu. Kipshuta, what does it mean? He threw from Rishus Harabim into Shayochid, and landed ziz. That's what the Braunfeld is. Ziz usually means something sticking out of a wall.
Yeah.
Like a little, not a ledge, they call it, I don't know, like a piece of wood sticking out of the wall. So, Rebbe Mechayev, Chachom Pochim, the Gemara understood, what's the Machloikas? Exactly that. It landed on a ziz kolshu, kolshu meaning little, as opposed to 4x4, in the Rishus Hayochid. Rebbe says, Yechayev, why? Because in Rishus Hayochid, you don't need Hanoch al Gabe Dalet. Chachom say you do, like we learned before. So you're telling me that Bechizda goes like Rebbe, that's what's going on over here, that would be unusual. Amalo bin Mokum Dalet al Dalet, says the Gemara, they come up short to me, we'll go with Rashi's second shot. Omer Abaye, Rishus Hayochid, no, everybody holds like a b'chizda. That's not the machloikis. Everybody agrees that in Rishus Hayochid, you do not need Hanoch al Gabi Dalet al Dalet. So what's this? What's going on? What is this kolshu? We had this on Dav Dalet. So we weren't here. That was at night. You were waiting. Elohocho, when it was this kolshu, they don't mean what we thought, a stick sticking out of the wall. They mean a small branch sticking out of a tree. We're talking about a tree that's standing, its trunk, its base, is in Rishus Hayochid. The branch is sticking into the Rishus Harabim. Vizorak, he threw from the Rishus Harabim, and it landed on that branch. Vizorak v'nocha noifoy, on the branch. You know why Rebbe says Yechayev? A new story. Rebbe Sover Amrina Shodi Noifoy Bosar Ikroy. Where's this branch? I look at the branch as an extension of the trunk. So it's in the Rishus Hayochid. So Yechayev. Hachom, they don't have that. So it's not in the Rishus, it's in the Sharab. So everybody holds like a b'chizda. It's not that much legs. Everybody holds if it land in Rishus Hayochid, you don't need Mokim Dalet al Dalet. Here's a different question. Do I look at the branch as being in Shayochid or not? So it comes out, this is very important, it comes out that all we learned before, that you need Mokim Dalet al Dalet, is only in Rishus Harabim. In the Shayochid, you do not. That means if somebody, let's say, threw something from outside, assuming outside is Rishus Harabim, which it probably is not, but let's assume it is for now, and the window's open, he threw it into the window, and it landed here in the shul on a... I want to extend this, let's say.
Right.
This thing's on a floor.
Right.
Which is not 4x4, the top of that thing. He would be chayiv. He's got to pick... He's got to pick it up off a 4x4 outside, but it does not have to land on a 4x4 inside. Mm-hmm. Now, there's an important rani. There's a very important problem over here, because... And did you learn this topic tomorrow? Because we had a whole... We had a whole business over here. It took quite a long time. The Gemara, yes, The Gemara has the kasha on the Mishnah. He put it down in the Balabos's hand, Yechayiv. So when it's not 4x4.
Right.
My God, it's a story we had over here. Hand is like 4x4. It was in the Rishay Yochid. You just told me now. You see from this Gemara, the Rishay Yochid, you do need 4x4 from these. And here you're telling me you don't. Says the Rana, most interesting thing. I'm not sure I understand it exactly, but what he says is like this. When we say you don't need 4x4 in the Rishay Yochid, that means when it lands on something which is the Rishus HaYochid.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, my example of the chair may not be so good, let's say, the floor, a pole stuck into the ground. Stuck in the ground. It says, a person standing in Rishus HaYochid is not the Rishus HaYochid. He's in the Rishus HaYochid. There you would need 4x4.
Okay,
so now I'm not sure about the chair, I may have been wrong on that. It could be the chair is like a person,
kind of
I don't know.
Structure.
That's what it sounds like, yeah. His words are that it is the Rishay Yochid itself.
Is it because the person is
I don't know. I don't know. I have to be honest. I don't. Yeah, it could be. I don't know. His words are Rishay Yochid. The Odom Shem She'enu Rishay Yochid. He's not the Rishay Yochid, but the Rishay Yochid itself, like a Kona Hanot, the Rishay Yochid, then you wouldn't need it. It sounds like it has to do with permanence, but I can't, I'm not 100% sure. Okay, let's go. This is a very interesting Gemara, very interesting. How you doing in geometry? You remember your trig over there, trigonometry, really? Let's just get some basic arithmetic. We have to know your Gemara's arithmetic. We said, let's say, Rishus HaYoch, what's our basic definition? It's a 4x4 area, high 10.
Mm-hmm.
What is here donning a basket? Interesting, a basket. Now, basket is round.
Mm-hmm.
How do you figure out 4x4 square in terms of a round thing? So the way the Gemara does it is like this. We look, we have to have a circle, in which you can inscribe the square. In other words,
I understand what you're saying.
In other words, if this is the 4x4, we need that circle. Now, how big is that? So basically, it's a circle where this is the diameter. The diameter meaning the hypotenuse of the 4x4. Now, that hypotenuse is really 4 times radical 2. The Gemara used for radical 2, 1.4. It's really 1.4, 1.44, that's an irrational number. But the Gemara uses 4 times 1.4. So that means the hypotenuse of a 4x4 is 5.6, 4 times 1.4. So that means to get a Shayochin in a circular thing, it will have to be circle of dimension 5.6. Now, we'll see the Gemara doesn't exactly say that. We have to see why. Now, let's get this Gemara. Very interesting Gemara. Amar Abaye, Zora Kaveris. Speaking of kaveris, sometimes means a honey comb. Here it means a basket.
Okay.
There's a basket they used to make. A basket that was woven, you know, from reeds more or less. It's a round basket, okay? Mm-hmm. Now, Zora Kaveris, he threw the basket, L'Rishus HaRav. He threw it from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRav. Okay. Let's just get the facts first. Gvoa Yud, Ve'ena Rechov Vov, if it's high 10, right, and it's diameter is less than 6. Now we're a little off. It should have really been 5.6, but let's just hold for that. One said, Chayiv. You're Chayiv. Okay, that's a pretty simple statement. He threw a basket from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYochid. It's Chayiv. Why not? I mean, it's interesting. Gemara says it depends on the dimension of the basket. We'll see what's going on here in a second. Rechov Vov, if it has diagonal 6, then you're Potter. Now, the basic idea of this Gemara is very mechudish, the way Rashi learns. What the Gemara is saying is a tremendous chiddush. When we say yechayiv for zrika, meaning you're throwing something from Rishus HaYochid or reverse, Zog to Rashi, that has to be a chayfetz, an object. Because that's what we found in the Mishkan. The Gemara says later, we'll get to it later, they threw, when they were doing the sewing work, they would throw one of the tailors to the other, they would throw the pins, whatever it is. When you have something that has a space of height 10, 4x4, that itself is a Rishus HaYochid. That means this thing could be itself a Rishus HaYochid. Then you're throwing not an object, you're throwing a Rishus. That you're not chayiv for. According to Rashi, that's what it says here. Now, we have to get to the technical end. So, l'chur, what we should have said is, if you throw a box, let's say, high 10, 4x4, you put. The Gemara chose to say it in a round thing. So as we just said, what the Gemara should have said was, high 10, diagonal 5.6. It doesn't say that. It says less than six. Rashi says the Gemara is loy bediktuk. It's a little off, because you're going with Chumra anyway. In other words, when you say ein rechov vov chayiv, it really means 5.6 you chayiv. 5.7 you are not chayiv. So it's off lechumra. Okay, but it really, okay. Now rechov vov, once it's a six, which really means anything more than 5.6, you potter. Because it says in the Gemara tremendous chiddush that when you throw something that is big enough to be a reshus, you potter. Because all we find in the Mishkan is being zorik objects, not reshusin. It's like you're picking up the house and throwing it. You potter for that. Rava says, afilu eino rechov vov, even if it's smaller, you potter. Now that's a strange thing. That's a strange thing. You're throwing a basket, high 10, diagonal less than 5.6. Why in the world should you be potter? Well, there's nothing wrong with a basket. I mean, you tell me a 10 by 6, we're calling, again, we're using it all, calling it 6, that's a rishus. But 10 by less than 5.6 is a basket. It's like anything else. Why in the world should you be potter? Says Rob an interesting thing, because let's look at this thing for a minute. This basket is tall 10, right? And lacrosse, let's say it's 5. Now, when it lands on its bottom, we'll soon see we're going the other way. So we have an open basket like this. Everything good here, but it's a basket.
It's a box.
Yeah. Except it's round. And it's landing like this, right? Mm-hmm. Now, when it lands on the floor, so how tall is it? 10 tvoch. So that's okay, because again, it has to land. We're talking here, we threw it to the Rishus Arab. From Rishus Ayochid to Rishus Arab. Now, to be chayiv, where does it have to land? In the Rishus Arab. We're going to have later. Let's say you throw something from Rishus HaYochid. It lands half in Rishus HaRabim. It doesn't have to be half. Partially in Rishus HaRabim. Partially somewhere else. Mokum Tur, Carmelis. You're going to be potter. The whole thing has to land in the Rishus HaRabim. Now this thing is exactly 10 tall, right? It's a woven basket. That they weren't so perfect. Says Rovo, if it lands this way, there's going to be little... It was made from reeds this way and reeds this way. There's going to be the tips of those reeds up. Since the basket is 10, it's going to be a little bit above 10. Above 10, we learned, is Mokum Ptur. Part of this basket just landed in the Mokum Ptur. See a part, a new slant. Rova Omar, afilo ein rechov vov. So of course it's not a reshus. It's a plain kli, it's a box. Yet you potter, favos, because it's 10 tall, which means it's really a little bit more than 10 tall, because it was an imperfect thing. You're going to have these... edges, I don't know what you call it exactly. My time, Efshel Krumia Shulkona. It's impossible that the tips of the reeds going this way, Shaloyalo Lamala Masar, it's gonna be a drip over the 10 line. So that means part of this thing landed in Mokum Ptur. So you part. What does Abaye do with that? It's a reasonable thing, he's saying. The Gutaisa says on the bottom, according Abaye agrees. Everybody agrees if something will land like this. 80% in, 90% in, and 10% out, you potter. But here, just the tips of the corner, that doesn't count. It's not choshev enough to say part of the basket is out. Okay, now comes a really interesting gemara. We were learning now, we threw it this way, top up. Fine. Flipped. Kof al pia. He did it this way. Okay, according to Rashi, we're now going on the case where it's not wide. It's not a chovavor. It's not a rishus. It's a basket. So we said before, that if you throw it, you chayiv. Except for Rova's problem, that's a little bit too tall. Right. Now we're saying a different thing. If you throw it this way, you're going to be potter even if it's not that tall. Kof al piyo, shiva umashahu chayiv. If it's 7 on a drop, you're okay. Why? One second. Shiva umerzo doesn't really mean 7. It means 7 and a little bit more than that drop, potter. This is a new story. Why? We have a din called lovud. Lovud says that when you were in 3 tvachim, you put them together, basically. Anything within 3 is closed. That's how we see it in a sukkah. Yeah. You have a space of less than 3 tvachim, it's not there. It doesn't exist. The famous joke is, don't tell the ganav that, I mean, because you build your sukkah, it's going to get in. But Lamais, as far as we're concerned, it's closed. The most interesting gemara. If this thing is 7 on a drop, we look, it's a very interesting gemara. It's coming down like this. As soon as it hits, here's the 3 line off the ground. A drop below the 3 line. So let's freeze everything. We'll make a suspended animation. We can do it today. We'll just stop the camera. See your light like this. What's going on right now? Right now, since this is within 3 to the ground, we see it mitin lovud that the walls extend down. So it's basically landed. You want to say emotions? It basically lands before it lands. It lands when it crosses the 7 line. So now, if this is 7 and a drop, when it lands as soon as it crosses the 3 line. So at that point, we look at it as if it has extenders like this. Fine. How tall is it at that point? 10. So you're okay. It's completely in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbah. But if this is 7.5, or really 7.001 is good enough too, but call it 7.5, then as soon as it passes the 3 line, it landed. At that point, how tall is it? More than 10. Oh, okay. It's 2.999 off the ground, and it itself is 7.5. It's a drop less than 10.5, and it landed. That means the top of it is in the Mokum Tur. The top of it is above the 10 line. Yipata. A most interesting Gemara. A very interesting Gemara. Now, why is that only when you turn it this way? Tell me. What does it have to do with this way or this way? Says Rashi and the Rishonim basically, if you think about it, this is a most, it's a new concept. We know Lovud, fine. Lovud, who told you Lovud means it extends? Lovud means I see the space is not here. So when it's here, I look at it as it's here. You're not telling me. Tell me much more now. You tell me it extends. And I look at it as up here. I mean, tell me the other way. It's as if the ground came up. There's no ten. There's none. I just see things as being together. I don't fill in the space. This Lovud of filling in the space, meaning of extending, is only on mechitzas, on walls. When the thing is coming, it's not a box like this. It's a box like this, right? It doesn't have to slip this way. It's... When it's coming down this way, you can look at this as a wall. It extends. When it's coming down this way, then it's a cleat. It's not going to come down. Then you have your regular lovut. The regular lovut says that when it's in 3, it's as if it's on the ground, but not as if it extends out. Ravashi Omar, afilu shivu mechzochayif. Even 7.5 is chayif. You just told me at 7.5 you're potter. Because it's 7.5 when you cross the 3 line. It landed, and I extended, and as if the top is at 10.5, 10.499, it's in the Mokum Tur, Zoktel Nain. Afilu Shivomech Tzochayiv. My time, Mechitzis L'soichon Asuyois. Meaning, these Mechitzis that you made up in a Kli are not really Mechitzis. Mechitzas that are walls of a rishus are meant to extend, to go higher. There I can say this concept that they extend. But mechitzas of a kli are not meant to go out. They're meant to contain what's within it. So whether it's this way or this way, I don't have this extension business of lovut. All I have is your standard lovut. Meaning that when something is here, I look at it as if it's here. It's not up in the air with an extension. The kids, that's a very important Gemara. We've got to move on. It's a very important Gemara. Don't state the Kamikor, all the Chroinim. I mean, this Gemara says that there's two types of Lovud. Lovud can mean, the simple way of understanding Lovud means that when something is within 3, it's down. We close the space. The space stops to exist. This Gemara is saying something else. That at least according to Abaye, that when you have Mechitzis, I don't say this is here. I say this is here and this is here, and I fill in that space with this. I extend the walls. That's a new concept. Okay. Plus, we have in Rashi a revolutionary concept which nobody else accepts, that when you zorik a reshus, you pot. You have to be zorik a chayfetz. You zorik a reshus. I mean, that is basically, according to Rashi, any big thing, you're going to be chayfetz for that. Anything that has an inner volume of 10 by 4 by 4 square or diameter circle 5.6, and you throw it, you pot it. Because you're not throwing a chayfetz, you're not throwing an object, you're throwing a reshus. It says you pick up a house and throw it, according to Rashi, you pot. Now, the Rishonim disagree because it's not clear where he got that from. Why should you say anything like that? Rashi says, because in the Mishkan, they threw the machten, the needles. So we don't see more than throwing objects. We'll see when I get more. This happens not to be true. Gemara says not that way, but we'll get to that all. That's what Rashi says. Okay. Omarulu. Ulecha, very important halacha. We learned that anything, let's say you have something coming out, the fire hydrant, anything in Rosh Rabbim, if it's less than 3, that's lovu, that's the other lovu, it's considered on the ground, finished. Once it hits 10, it's in the Magum Ptur. But anything between 3 and 10, if it doesn't have 4x4, it's a Magum Ptur. If it has a 4x4, it's a caramelis. I mean, if you'd have like an omud in the Rosh Rabbim, 8 tefachim tall, 4x4 on top, that's a caramelis. It's 4x4, so it cuts its own thing, it's its own reshus. It's between 3 and 10, it's a caramelis. Comes a Rav Ru'ula with a very interesting din. Omar Ru'ula, omud tisha b'shus harabim. You've got a, I don't know what they call omud, a post, a pillar, of 9 tefachim. The Rashi learns, most of Rishonim learn, it's exactly 9. It's like an interesting din over here. It's exactly 9 off the ground. The rabbim mikatfin olav. People use it. The Gemara held at that height exactly. People use it to put things down on. Anybody in English, why did I touch mikatfin? That means the rest of the shoulder. Katfin, so. I'm sorry? Right. It's on the lekatfin, of course, lekatfin, the shoulder. They put it down. People use it. It's a Rosh Hashanah. The most interesting thing. Omud tisha v'shusarab, rabbi katzvin olov, v'zorek v'nochal gabov chayif. If you throw from the Rosh Hashanah, or dalet amas, you're in the Rosh Hashanah, you throw from 4 amas away, and it lands on that omud, I would have said, if it's 4x4, it's a karmel, it's your potter. If it's less than 4x4, it's a vokam tour, it's a mutter. Zog digamor yichayif. It's Rosh Hashanah. The way Rashi learns and the Rambam, at exactly 9, the Gemara figured out, let's be why. Less than that, people don't use more than that because that is comfortable. At exactly the 9 line, people use it. Since people use it, it becomes a Rishus or Rabbi. Even whether it's 4 or not 4, Rashi says.
What, you'd be part of a throw in the karma?
No, that we never said. That has to be that way. It's clear. That's Rashi, yes, it can't be. Because the karma is not a Rishus, I'm not telling you. That's Rashi's kasha. If that was Rashi's kasha for me, and he wrote high 10 for 4. Why didn't you high 10? Even less than 10, you're throwing a caramelist. There's a caramelist that exists with our eyes. That's what Rashi says. That's another problem. But okay, that's true. Now, that's what we're talking about here. I'm not throwing this omen. I'm throwing a regular thing. I'm landing on this omen. Chayiv, why? My time. Pochus mishloisha. Anything less than 3 steam shorab, forget about it. People walk on it, like we said before. We had some exclusions, if you remember. Soya, his mevihigim, but no, it came out not that way. Anything less than 3, you're going to trample. That's the floor. Medras dasler, people trample it. Mishloisha v'atisha, from 3 to 9, lo medras dasler, people don't walk on it. Something 5 tefachim high, I'm not going to step on it. But lo ketufim mekatve, they don't adjust their burdens. Mela, it's not shorab either. That's a karmel, or makom tur, depending if it's 4x4. Tisha, punkt 9, Vadai mekatvin eluya. So no chiddush of ulas. Punkt 9 becomes a shorab because people use it. Okay, let's move. What's if you go down into the ground? Because we said before in Davov, going down is the same as going up. If you have a ditch in the street, down 10, 4x4, it's sayoch, it's the same thing. So he wants to know. So Parshas Yedlin, let's say if you have a ditch in Rishus Harab, 8 tefachim deep, 4x4, it's a caramelist. 8 deep, 3x3, is a mock-up tour. Are you going to tell me the same thing, that punkt 9 becomes a sharab because people use it? Is that true? Same thing in Guma. Rav says no. Beguma loy, not true. My time a tashmish, I dare track lo shmei tashmish. When I say that they use it 9 an omud, that's a normal usage. That they use a pit, a ditch, whatever you call it, in the sharab, even 9, that's what he calls tashmish, I dare track. I'm not telling you nobody uses it, but it's tight. That doesn't constitute a tashmish enough to make Rishus Harabim. We, of course, paskin like Rava. Okay, let's move. Eser, Ravada by Masel Rava. Approve your kasha, let's go. Is that a box sitting in the Rosh Harab? Okay, that box is Rosh Hashayochid. That's a classic Rosh Hashayochid. I don't care, it's a box that has walls and things. 5, 10, 4x4, Rosh Hashayochid. Mela, ain't metaltalin, lomi seichol Rosh Hashayochid. You can't go from it Rosh Harabim, the lomi seichol Rosh Hashayochid, because it is Rosh Hashayochid. Okay, now, carefully. Pochis mikain, if it is less, you can go from the Sharam to the box, from the box to the Sharam. Now here again we have to be careful. What do you mean less? It's 10x4. less. It's 10 by 3. Okay. It's a mokum patur. You can go from to the box. But if it's less than 10, less means either way. I said 10 by 4, you can't do it. If it's less, you can do it. Let's say it's wide 4 by 4 and tall 9. You can do it. What do you mean can? It's a caramelist. Forget 9, 8. It's a box, tall 9 and a half, 4 by 4. That's a caramelist. How could you say less than that? You can go from Shuram. You're not allowed to go from Shuram to a caramelist. So Dr. Ashi, a very important chiddush. They quote the Shem, quote him all over. There's no caramelist in Kalim. Again, caramelist is a construct of the Rabbanan. They made it up. It doesn't exist in the Torah. They didn't make it in a Kaili. Ain't caramelist but Kaili. This box happens to be a Kaili. Once it slips below 10, it's no longer, it should have been a caramelist. I'm sure I'm such a yogurt. They didn't make caramelists in Kaili. May the blibes welcome to her and Sakamuta. Good. V'chein begumo. So too begumo. Meaning gumo will have the same halachis as this. My love. When you say v'chein begumo, it's going on the sefer, which says that less than that, meaning if it's less than 10, if it's less than 10, you can go from the Rishus HaRabim to that ditch. Now how could that be? A ditch is not a keli. A ditch, if it's less than 10, is a caramelist. How could you go from the HaRabim to the ditch? The Teretz is, it's a ditch that's exactly 9. And you see, I'm right. That exactly 9 ditch is the same as exactly 9 omud. It's a Rishus HaRab. So you can go from the Rishus to it. Is a raya against you, Rava. You say, Rava, this thing in Guma doesn't exist. Which means anything less than 10 in a Guma is going to be a caramelist. So how could it say Chayim Guma? That less than 10, you can go from the street to the ditch. Zavdi Gimor, my love, I save a law, Reisha. The Chayim is not going on the Sefer. It's going on the Reisha. Meaning on the part that says if it's 10 by 4, it's awesome. But that end that we say it's muta, that's taka, the chain is not going on that. Okay, Adoy Chakab Yisrael. Okay, Eisrei. Now, let's go. Eru Ritchumen. We'll be there in about. About 2 months after Pesach. No. A month after Pesach. Bimachman Eru Ritchumen. I don't know. You get a box of pepper. For some reason, I use pepper. Don't ask me why, but that's how they do it. What? Who? Ketchup for the ketchup people. Okay, my days I use boxes, big tins of pepper. But anyway,
something that's special.
It's got something that lasts. That's the problem. Got some lasts. They put it there and leave it there forever. You know, it's got to be edible for a long time. What? I wouldn't put a salami sandwich there. That I wouldn't do. What?
No, it's mevashel.
Here? Well, they got one heading out there. They got one heading out that way. Divisions. What is it? They got room to go to Naya Kasma. Exactly. Put it on the guy if there's a problem. The divisions just take care of it. But, who? Okay, Lishkavi, what's the basic idea of it? The basic idea is, in a very simple way, is I live here, right? If I live here, I have 2,000 amas. Let's forget about the city for a while. I have 2,000 amas to walk. More than that, I can. I want to go further. I want to go visit somebody on Shabbos. So what do? I put food out there at the 2,000 line. That becomes my mokum dira, basically. It's like I live over there. Whatever it is. So now I pick up another 2,000. That's basically that's a system over there. Now, the Eruv, the food, has to be accessible to me when the Eruv is chal. It's Ben HaShemoshes. It has to be accessible to me. Okay. It's obvious. That's where you have to put it. You can't put it at 2,001 because then it's worthless. You can't get to it. It's got to be just inside the 2,000 line. So I could get to it. So I could get to it. Then that's where I live. So now I go fight. Okay. Now, Niskavin Lishbois Beshuso Rabim. Where does he have? Now, he doesn't have to be there Friday night. He's Friday night in his house. But he has in mind that that's where I'm going to be. That's where I want to be over there. Now, he was Niskavin Lishbois Beshuso Rabim. He made a Ruvit Chumen. And he had kavana, whatever, it's 2,000 line finished over there. He put the Eruv down, he wasn't even on the street, so it was a ditch over there. So he put it into the ditch. Okay? Now, lemailam yutfochim, we'll see in a minute what that means. If it's above 10 tfochim, Eruva Eruv, then it's a good Eruv. Lemata miyutfochim, ain't Eruva Eruv, then the Eruv's no good. Now, what's going on over here? Hechadomi, what does that mean? Pointing, what's through that first? We're talking about a ditch, which is deep 10. Depends, did he put it in the ditch down below the 10 line or above? Now that, of course, makes no difference. Because that ditch, once it's 10 deep, is a Rishus HaYochid. I don't care where you put it. Once you have the ditch, he may put it right half an inch down. You're in a shayochet. That area was inaccessible to him because he had in mind to be shavus on the street, which is rishus harabim. That means he can't get the Erev. What's the difference if it's deep in the ditch or high in the ditch? He can reach it, but he can't take it on Shabbos. That's what I thought. Elaim aboard the Ispe Asora. The bor has a depth of 10. What does it mean, Lamaila Lamata? Did he put it all the way down in the ditch or put it up high in the ditch? Lamaila did that loivos, he put it up on top. Lamata means the tatoivos, he put it down and sat it down. Mali Lamala, Mali Lamata. What's the difference? Either way, he can't get to the Erev. It's called Hu b'mokim echod ve'ruva b'mokim acher. That's what we call it in Arabic. Hu b'mokim echod eruva b'mokim acher. He's a rishus haram. His eruv is a shayoch. It's a worthless eruv. He can't get it. So what's going on? Ela no. What we mean is this. Ela lav bebor de les be'asora. That's what we mean. When we said lamata mi yud tvochim ein eruva eruv, we meant if the ditch is deeper than 10, no matter where it is in there, because then the ditch is rishus hayoch. He's in Rishus Haram. That's where he's thinking he's living, so he can't get to his Eiv. It's not a good Eiv. But if Lamaila Miyud means the ditch is not 10, there it's good. Why? Because he's in Rishus Haram. He can take it out of the ditch. How could he take it out? Vice, it's a Carmel, it's less than 10. The answer, it's a ditch of 9. And I'm right that a ditch of 9 is like an omen of 9. So Rishus Haram, that's Abayi's right. El Allah Bebor de Lesbo Asoro. Uktani, Eruv Eruv, it's good. Meaning it's a Rishus HaRabim, else he wouldn't be able to take it. So I'm right. The ditch is like the Omud. Alma Tashmish Aydei Atchak, Shmei Tashmish. And it becomes a Rishus HaRabim. Not like you said, Rova. Said Rova to Terutzim. We just had it before. Zimnin, sometimes he answered, Mishanelei, Huve Eruvo Bikarmelis. When we said over there, he meant to be Shoivis or Sharam, it doesn't mean Sharam. He meant a Carmelis. It was the middle of a field. Like you said before, we had it back here yesterday. Sometimes they call it a Carmelis, meaning a Carmelis Sharam. It means it's not Rishus HaYochid. V'amai Karlai Rishus HaYorab. L'shein Rishus HaYochid. V'zimnin Mishanalei. No. He's in the Rishus HaRabim. The Erev is in the ditch. It's a Carmelis. We thought until now, this is very important, we thought until now, that if he's in the Rishus HaRabim, and the Erev's in the ditch, it's not a good Erev. Because he can't take from a Carmelis to Sarabim on Shabbos. So the Gemara here, he's going to get away with it. You know why? Because he holds like Rebbe. Rebbe is a famous Shita that logos v'shfus ben ha-shmoshes. All the drabonons of Shabbos are not applying in ben ha-shmoshes. They only start later. In ben ha-shmoshes, there's no Isur drabonon. All the drabonons of Shabbos will not apply ben ha-shmoshes. Now, so now, since it's a Carmelis, not a Rishus HaYochid, it's less than 10, it's a Carmelis. That means to take it from the Carmelis to the Rishus HaRabim is an Issa Derabbanan. When is the Erev Chal? Be'Ben HaShmoshes. Be'Ben HaShmoshes, he could take it out of there. Because it's going like Rebbe, as it goes to Shvuz Ben HaShmosh. That's his answer. V'zimni Mishali Huber Shvuz HaRabim Eruv B'Carmelis. You're right. How does he take it? Is it accessible? No, Rebbe. He. Doma, we pass it. It's called Dovashim Shem Shvuz, Lo Goz Lo Ben HaShmoshes. Fine. So that means Rova is remaining, that's how we remain la halacha, that this halacha will not apply to a ditch. It applies to a mound or omud, but not to some in the ground. Why? Because Tashmish, he calls Ayidei Atchak, Lav Shmei Tashmish. A usage, if they say in English, not a convenient usage, it's not called Tashmish, that doesn't make Rishus HaRab. Says the Gemara, and he meant it seriously. Interesting Gemara. V'lo tei mitchu yiko matchin alech. And don't think that Rova is stamp pushing her off with Terutzim. He really believes this. These answers may be tight, they may not be. These answers must stay because he believes that Tashmish Adei Atchak is Lav Shmei Tashmish. And he's going to prove it. I really mean it. I have a raya that Tashmish Adei Atchak is Lav Tashmish. It's interesting. Raya, boy. That's not. Emhoye Rekak Mayim. What did I translate Rekak? It's a mud puddle or whatever. A good English word for a cock over there. Shallow pool. It's like a puddle in the Sharam. It's whatever, collection of water. Now, people are walking through it. The Sharam Mahalechas Bo. Question is that become Rishus HaRabim? People are walking there. Again, it's not exactly the Derech HaMelech to walk through the shallow pool. It's probably mud there, whatever it is over there. On the other hand, people do walk there. is hazoyrek l'toicho dalet amis. If somebody will throw Rishosarab dalet amis into that chayiv, meaning it is called Rishosarab. The one can tell it's a karmelis. Who's going to walk? You know, people do apparently walk in this puddle. V'kamahu rekak mayim. How deep can it be that we still say people walk in? Yeah, you can have an irrigation ditch in the middle of the street. You can have a puddle that will be 20 feet deep. People aren't walking there. I mean, there's a limit on that. Once it hits down deep, the 10 tefachim, people are not walking there anymore. Okay. Now, urakak. So what we just said here, imhoi urakak mayim. Urshus haramal, people walk there. So urakayiv. It's, what do you call it? It's Rosh Sarab. Kamahu rekak mayim, pochus miyut tefachim. Now the mission seems to repeat itself. Urekak mayim, shoram melechas bo, hazor tol dam tchaim. The mission seems to repeat itself, mamish. It says, if you have rekak mayim, people walk through it, it's a rishosarab. How deep? Till 10. And rekak mayim, that people walk through, is a rishosarab. It's completely repetitious, this mission. So the Gemara says, there's a double repetition. First of all, it repeats the din of rekak twice. And also repeats the words Rishus Harab Malechas Bo. It's like a double repetition. It's Bishlon Rekak Rekak. Says the one that I could tolerate that it says Rekak twice. Trei Zimne Chabi Moisachamo veChabi Moisachshom. Okay, Tzricho. The Ashmi Moisachamo. If you told me under warm weather, I would see. You know why people walk there? They want a little cool water. Why not? You know what I mean? If they want to cool off a little. Davidi Inchi Lekurin Avshay. But be Moisachshom and Meimlo. Maybe in the winter. I would say people still don't walk through the shallow pools. Want to get wet in the winter? On the other hand, so to my kotani the other way. V'yashmini b'meisak shomim. I got the mitnif mikri v'nochas. I'm only get dirty from the mud, so they go into the water to wash off a little bit. Avamosacham alo tzricha. So it tells me rekak twice to tell me whenever it is this rekak, people walking through it. What do you call it? Is Rosh Sarab? Oh, Elohi luch trei zimni lo. What does that say twice? Mahaleches boy. Some have interesting diuk. Because what's going on? We understand this walking through this dish is not exactly your standard hiluch, the normal way of walking. It would be what we could call a hiluch al yedei atchak. So the Mishnah is telling me, it says it twice to tell me, number one, I'm telling you that hiluch al yedei atchak is called hiluch. But I said it twice to tell you, and only hiluch al yedei atchak, tashmish al yedei atchak is not tashmish. And that was Rava's right. Some interesting right. Elav shmamino hiluch al yedei atchak, shmei hiluch. A not a comfortable walking like that could make it to Shabbat. Tashmish ay deitrak lav shmei tashmish shmamino. Omri b'yurechan ishning din. Hi zir zedekone. You have a zir zedekone. It's a pack of reeds. You know, like a big bundle of reeds. It's tall. So now those generally you don't pick them up. Wait, how would he do it? The lazy man's way. You know, it's like this. You go like this, and then you go like this. You go like this. And you go like this. It's heavy. You're never going to be chayiv on a thing like that. Because when you put it down like this, let's say this part crossed the alarms, this didn't move. Now you're going to be, okay, this, so this didn't move. You're never picking the whole thing up at any one shot. That's all that's going to be interesting. Zogtaisis, avada, if you have, so you tell me you have a big, a long thing, you're never chayiv. You're putting away the schach, you have my 10-foot mats over there. Basically the same idea, because you're basically generally going to go like this. If you pick it up and schlep it like this, then you're hype. But if you go like this, you're stopping and starting, can say that. I mean, it's always part of the thing resting, basically. Then you pause there. Says Tosis, let's say your interesting Tosis says, if you roll a barrel in Rosh Hashanah, you're chayiv. Because that's not stopping. But he says, if you roll a square thing, then that's this, because basically that's what you're doing. It's always stopping. A round thing, it keeps moving with galgel. But if you take a square thing like that, it's basically that's basically what this Gemara is saying. She's doing it faster. Hi, Zirz of the Koni. Romo Vizakve. Romo Vizakve. Romo throws it down, he stands it up. Romo Vizakve stands it up. Loma Chayva Dokale. Tell you, says a Porsche, he doesn't know what he wants to tell it. Tell you, says, we're showing him, say, ready. Because since it's a big Zach like this, I would have thought this is the normal way to carry it. It's too big. People generally do not pick it up like this in Shlabi. Usually, it's done the lazy man's way. So I might have thought that's Hashem carrying. No, it's because Lamaisi, the Akira is not. Okay. Oh, Mama. We had at the end of Vov Omer Aleph, the guy standing on the Iskifo. It's the doorstep, right? In between. It says he can take from the guy in the house here, he can go this way. He can't take from him and give to him. Because that's already Xavier, we're afraid you'll go straight through. Basically, everything should be Muta. Okay. Shaz, what kind of iska are you talking about here? What's this iska for? Take back and forth from the balabais in the house. Go back and forth to the oni. Hi iske for my. What's the iske for? Elaim iske for sharabim. If this iske for sharabim, meaning what? It's open to sharabim. It's less than three. So then it's, but then it's for sharabim. I mean, it has nothing on top of it. It's less than three. That means it's part of the street. So how could you say you take from the balabos? Not to me balabayis. Hamapik shayoshay take from sharabim. El iskav is shayochid. The iskav is in the rishus hayochid. Meaning either it's under a roof or itself is high yud ruchav adalid. So then the iskav is rishus hayochid. So how could you take from the oni outside? Meaning it's high 8, rocha 4, how could you tell me he's allowed to go to the house or outside? It's also been abhorrent to go from the caramels to the shale or to Zarab. So Sophie Sura Miza. Let's give a mokim ptur, Baalma. We're doing an iskifa that's a mokim ptur, meaning it's not 4x4. It's not 4x4, it's a doorstep. It's 3x3. Say it's high 4, whatever it is. It is. A mokum tour, going to lesbe dalit al dalit. So since it's a mokum tour, from mokum tour, you can go shayochet a mokum tour to shayochet, or mokum tour to sharam sham mokum tour. But the mitzvah brisa tells us you don't take it from the rishu shayochet and then give it to the guy in the sharam. Even though it's mutter, because what you're really doing is going from shayochet stopping in mokum tour, and then mokum tour to sharam, which technically is mutter, but there you're getting around it. We don't want it because we're afraid you'll go straight through, like Raji says. You start making a passageway like that, you know, make a relay system over there. We're afraid over there you'll go straight through. And going straight through without stopping, that's Sheikh Sarab. To put this stuff down. You don't want through traffic. That kind of trick we don't want, because we're afraid you'll go straight through. Shouldn't become a transfer station. But avada, if the middle guy on the iskra takes it from the oni outside, stops and goes to the thing, he shouldn't have, but of course he's potter, because all he did was sharam markum tour, markum tour shayo, he didn't do anything wrong at all. It's a zichapot. Lemo tevetiyuv, the strange kasha. The rovo, the oma rovo, hamavir chayfetz. Metchilas dalid, lesov dalid, b'shusarabim. He's in the shusarab. He picks it up over here and puts it down for atvachim over there. Afal pishavir derech olov. That he didn't move. He picked it up over here and put it down over there. Learns Rashi, he went like this. That he picked it up over here and he went like derech olov, went over his head and put it down over here. Now, if he did that, he picked it up over yutvachim, right? I mean, yutvachim is below most people's waist. So if he picks it up, he goes like this. What he did was sharam sharam sharamokim tur. And what did Rava say? What do you mean chayiv? You just told me over here, if you go sharam shayoch through the mokim tur, there's no problem. You shouldn't do it because you don't want to make a business out of this. But if you did it, you potter. He's saying you chayiv. It's a strange question. The answer is obvious. I mean, here he stopped, here he didn't stop. I mean, does like the Gemara, some like noch, och, and noch. Over in our Gemara, the guy took it from the balabos, stopped on the mokum tour, then went to the street. That's two things he did. He went shayoch and mokum tour. Mokum tour saram. So, minarai didn't do anything. Even Aboni didn't do anything, really. This guy took something from the sharam here, went straight through the mokum tour. Remember, we had it before too. We had it, hold Mendy, 1 second. We had over here, motzi mechanus leplatio, deros tiyoy chayiv. He went from the shayorit to the sharam, went through a karmelis, he walked straight through his chayiv. Because if he didn't stop, he didn't stop. Then I can disregard what's in the middle. Here he stopped. You know, strange kash, I don't like the way Rashi learns. That's a Rashi learns.